from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Lower gas prices in the works? Crude oil prices hit their lowest level in almost 2 months. Increased U.S. crude production and supplies may be helping drivers at the pump. Oil industry analyst Patrick DeHaan at Gas Buddy.
While the national average still does remain at a slight premium to last year of about 8 cents a gallon, but prices should continue to decline here in the weeks ahead of Memorial Day.
The government on Monday reports on gas prices. 6 months till the presidential election. New ABC News Ipsos polling gives Donald Trump a 2-point lead on President Biden amongst all adults. Fine-tune that to likely voters, and President Biden has a 4-point lead.
As Trump prepares to start week three of testimony in his current trial, 80% of Trump supporters say they'd stick with him even if he is found guilty and convicted of a felony in this case. That, however, means 20% of supporters say that they would either reconsider or withdraw their support, which is enough to make a difference.
ABC's Christiane Cordero. Hamas negotiators departed Cairo, still no agreement on a proposed ceasefire and hostage release.
Prime Minister Netanyahu hitting out at Hamas's demand that any deal should include a commitment for a long-term ceasefire. The Israeli leader saying that would be a terrible defeat for Israel. Israel offering a 6-week pause in the fighting and the release of Palestinian prisoners in return for 33 hostages.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge. A Santa Quinn, Utah police officer had curbed the 18-wheeler on the I-15. At some point, the trucker pulled off, turned around, and rammed two police cars and the officer, killing him. The trucker, Michael Aaron Jane, is in custody. Russian state media reporting Moscow put Ukraine's Zelensky on its wanted list for unspecified criminal charges. Separately, President-for-life Putin will begin his latest 6-year term on Tuesday. You're listening to ABC News. Labor pains at Boeing.
Boeing has locked out its private force of firefighters who protect its aircraft manufacturing plants in the Seattle area and brought in replacements. Negotiations with the firefighters' union failed to get a deal on wages. About 125 firefighters are involved. Boeing says it paid its firefighters $91,000 on average last year. The International Association of Firefighters says they're paid far less than crews at local fire departments in the Seattle area. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Nathan Wade, formerly special prosecutor in Fulton County, Georgia's probe of Donald Trump trying to overthrow his election loss in Georgia in 2020, is speaking exclusively to ABC News. Trump's lawyers exposed Wade's romance with District Attorney Fani Willis.
I hate that my personal life has begun to overshadow the true issues in the case.
A judge ordered Wade off the case in March. He says the romance with Willis had ended by the time it was exposed.
I regret that private matter became the focal point of this very important prosecution.
More of the interview on Good Morning America and ABC News Live Prime. British actor Bernard Hill died. He played King Théoden in Lord of the Rings and Captain Edward Smith in Titanic. Bernard Hill was 79. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.